Aircheckdownloads.com.
Just after 8 o'clock on the morning of Thursday, the 20th of July. Good morning and welcome to Capital Radio, 104.4 FM. My name is Scott Williams. We're broadcasting to you live from the Barclay Court Hotel here in Ballsbridge on this historic day for Irish broadcasting. I would like now, on behalf of the directors of Capital Radio, to invite the Right Honourable, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Alderman Senator Sean Haughey, to officially open our radio station.
Good morning, Minister, President of the Independent and Radio Television Commission, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, and what a great morning for Dublin this day is. As Dublin's youngest ever Lord Mayor, I particularly welcome to the airwaves Dublin's first independent radio station, Capital Radio 104.4 FM, which today becomes the new sound of the capital. Today sees the dawn of a new era in broadcasting history. I wish all involved in Capital Radio every success and commend them on their courage, their enterprise and their initiative. As Dublin's first citizen, I look forward to the opportunity and challenge Capital will create for local government in the Greater Dublin area. I look forward to the positive role that the city administration can play in this new radio station in presenting its views, its ideas and its hopes for Dublin. And I feel sure that we will get a fair, balanced and positive response from Capital Radio. I know Capital Radio will entertain, enlighten and enrich our lives for a long time to come. I hope it will encourage our youth and strengthen community spirit in this great city of ours. Capital Radio will present a great challenge to everyone involved in broadcasting in Dublin. I am sure that the competition that independent radio will create can only result in a dynamic new era in broadcasting. This competition will ultimately benefit all involved in the business. We, the listeners, are in for a very innovative and exciting time. Ladies and gentlemen, I congratulate Capital Radio. I wish them every success. And we, the people of the Greater Dublin area, can look forward to the future with a great feeling of anticipation. Once again, sincere congratulations, and it's a great pleasure for me as First Citizen to be here this morning on this very historic occasion and to declare Capital Radio officially open. Thank you.
Lord Mayor, thank you for your kind remarks. If you have just joined us on the radio, it's now 3 minutes and a piece past 8 o'clock. We're broadcasting to you live this morning at our grand opening from the Barclay Court Hotel here in Ballsbridge. I'd like to call now on the Minister for Justice and Communications, Mr. Ray Burke TD.
My Lord Mayor, ladies, gentlemen, and especially listeners, you have a new sound to start the day with this morning, and don't worry, I don't mean the sound of my voice, but the sound of Capital Radio, the first legal independent commercial station in this country. It gives me immense personal satisfaction to be here on the occasion of the inauguration of this new radio station for Dublin, and I've no doubt that it will considerably add to the listening pleasure of the people of our capital. I can remember the mess in broadcasting which faced me when I first became Minister for Communications in March 2 years ago. The frustration at that time of legitimate broadcasting aspirations of many people caused by the absence of a framework for legal independent radio had led to a proliferation of pirate radio stations. And the pirates, despite the popularity of some, really only served one section of the community and caused chaos on the airwaves. Now the pirates, despite the attempts of some diehards, are already fading from the public memory. And today we can celebrate real freedom of the airwaves. That is freedom of choice for the listening public. Finally, my congratulations to Capital Radio for being first up. We expect a lot from you, Jim Aiken, and the other stations to follow. I've no doubt that you'll succeed, and you have my best wishes for the future. And with that, back down to business and on to the music. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Minister, for your kind words, and we are extremely delighted that you could be here with us this morning. If you have just joined us again, we do have to think of people listening to the radio. 7 minutes past eight, Thursday the 20th of July 1989, and it's Capital Radio 104.4 FM, live from the Barclay Court Hotel here in Bulls Bridge. Before I introduce our final speaker, for those of you listening on the radio at home or in the car this morning, I would like to explain that the development of independent broadcasting in Ireland is under the auspices of the IRTC. That's the Independent Radio and Television Commission. And it gives me great pleasure now to introduce the chairman of the IRTC, Mr. Justice Seamus Henchy.
Ladies and gentlemen and listeners, whether you're at home having your breakfast or listening in a motor car or wherever you are, but you would be greatly edified if you were here in the Barclay Court this morning watching the distinguished group of people who have come to celebrate what is a historic occasion. This is the first time in the history of the state that a legitimate independent radio station has gone on air. From the foundation of the state, radio in this country derived from the state. It was first run by the Department of Posts and Telegraphs, then run by Radio Éireann, and then run by Radio Teleficher. It was followed by a series of pirate stations, but now under the aegis of the Independent Radio and Television Commission, a series of independent stations are being set up around the country which will provide alternative listening. This is the first of those stations. It has come on air this morning, and it brings to Dublin, and I'm sure it will continue to bring, a fresh sound, a distinctive type of broadcasting, and no doubt in time it will add to the flavour of this city. On behalf of the Independent Radio and Television Commission, I wish it every success.
Thank you, Mr. Justice Seamus Henchy. It's 8 minutes past eight. That's as many speeches as we have for you live here from the Barclay Court this morning. If you have just joined us, it's our first morning. It's Capital 104.4 FM, the sound of the capital. So I'd just like to officially say, at just coming up to 9 minutes past eight, welcome to the sound of the capital. Capital Radio 104.4 FM.
Downloads.com.